Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now we're turning to yet more problems with Celtic Tiger developments. Apartment owners at a Boomtime complex in South Dublin are facing bills of €25,000 each to fix structural defects in their homes. Some of the apartments at Frascati Hall in Blackrock sold for €900,000 at the height of the boom, but now window frames are rotting and balconies are unsafe. Separately, one homeowner in Kildare says he narrowly escaped death after the roof canopy fell off his house, as it wasn't properly secured during construction. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with more. This is an issue coming up time and again, Barry.
Over 130,000 apartments were built during the Celtic Tiger, and construction industry figures estimate 70% of those have been affected by structural defects and fire safety issues. A litany of problems: unsafe balconies, inadequate fire stopping, damp, mould, water leaking in from the outside, sewerage issues, defective building materials, and in most cases, these issues are only now coming to light over 10 years later, with tens of thousands of homeowners left with significant bills to fix their homes. In some cases, bills of up to €50,000, and this, of course, often on top of a big mortgage having bought at the height of the boom.
So what's the situation now at Frascati Hall in Blackrock in County Dublin?
Well, the Irish Times has published details of nearly 40 different complexes with structural defects and fire safety issues after detailed investigations in recent months. Journalist Niamh Toey brought us details of Frascati Hall in today's paper, and she's been telling me more.
Frascati Hall in Blackrock, it was built in 2006 by a developer called McInerney Homes. Now, they sold for between 340 and 900 grand at the time. So we're talking about high-end apartments here and in quite a desirable area in South Dublin. But what transpired was 2014, it was found that there was very poor fire stopping in between the walls in Frascati Hall. Now, that bill didn't amount to too much. The management company were able to withdraw a lot of the money for the bill for that from the sinking fund, plus a small levy on owners. But after that work was completed in 2015, a number of owners began to realise that there was water coming into their homes through the windows and through the balconies. And so they got their surveyor, Thornton Surveyors, back in to do some more exploratory work. And what they found there was that the window frames and the balconies were actually rotting, and there was a problem with the zinc cladding on the outside of the building. So that meant that the way that the cladding was installed meant that the underlay, the timber underlay, was rotting underneath. And so all of that was going to have to be replaced, fixed. All the windows would have to be taken out. This is a very large job of work to do on an apartment block. So they tendered for that and they got a bill back of €850,000. Now, that resulted in a charge of €25,000 per apartment owner, which is quite a lot given that these people have already paid a significant sum of money for the apartments that they're living in, and which are now letting in water through their through their windows. Their balconies are not safe. In a lot of instances, their balconies are not safe to walk out on. Now, some would be more severe than others. The management companies got solicitor's advice. They wanted to try and go down the route of getting some recourse from the developer. Perhaps they would have looked at all the routes through insurance. Now, unfortunately, McInerney Homes went into receivership in 2011 with debts of 113 million. So that wasn't going to bring them anywhere. And so in the end, the owners voted to pay for it themselves. It's their last option. Now, at the time of writing, it's not clear if that all of that money, as far as I know, that money hasn't been fully collected yet. And so the works haven't started. But that's the situation in Frascati Hall in Blackrock.
And apartment owners there have until the end of the month to each pay that €25,000, Mary.
Okay, details of problems at another complex as well today, this time in Clare.
An Ennis apartment owner is taking a case to the High Court after Home Bond, which provides structural defect insurance for new homes, denied claims for serious defects. The owner bought at the height of the boom, but now is facing a bill of over €60,000 just to make his house habitable. Niamh Toey of the Irish Times again.
This is an apartment complex in Ennis in County Clare. It's called Ard Keen. It was built in 2005 by a company called Michael Lynch Limited and comprises 90 apartments. The owner who spoke to me moved in 2006, bought it as a new apartment and almost immediately began to find problems with mould throughout a full wardrobe of clothes within the first year of living there. And it just began to get worse and worse. He ended up throwing out about like 8 wardrobes full of clothes, you know, in the space of 10 years. Photographs show very severe mould around windows, around the bathrooms and areas like this. That owner took the decision to get an engineer in to have a look. And what that engineer found was, to quote that report, he said he found very severe mildew formation, a serious and ongoing problem of dampness and water leaking into the flat through an external wall. The bills that he's facing there are significant. You're talking about $62,000 to make his home habitable. That engineer's report found that it wasn't even fit for human habitation the way it was. So you're talking a huge amount of money and very little recourse for the owner in question.
€62,000 of a bill. That is astronomical, some would say.
Yeah, it's huge. Now, that would include work that he's already done on the apartment and all of the stuff that he would have had to throw out, like couches, beds, clothes, wardrobes, kitchens. You know, I mean, the whole thing would have to be redone. But it's a very significant bill for one owner.
And it's not just Celtic Tiger Apartments where problems are arising.
John Gormley and his wife moved into a newly built house at Oak Grove at Derren Turn in County Kildare in late 2017. A dream come true for the Kildare natives. But on a Sunday morning in June 2018, John waved his wife off to work, sat down for breakfast, and then heard a loud bang.
That was the big selling point, that it was a new house regardless. That's what we wanted to buy. Just for, you know, obviously it's lovely to have a new home. You walk in and everything's shiny and nice, but, you know, it's the reassurance that, you know, everything is new, and if there's defect, you shouldn't be meeting them for a long time down the road anyway.
So not even in the house a year, a Sunday morning in June 2018, you're just about to get the Weetabix one morning. What happened?
Like, my wife went off to work, so I was to go out and power wash the driveway, and there was World Cup highlights on, so I said to myself, I'll sit down now and watch these quickly. She's not around to see me skiving. So got a bowl of cereal, went into the couch, sat down, and within a couple of minutes, just heard this big, just a wallop, big huge wallop, and obviously the house shook. And I just thought to myself, oh God, no, please don't be my house. No, that's, I don't mean to sound terrible about it if it was somebody else's house, but nonetheless, I just thought, no, that's too big a noise now. Something's after going wrong. Initially, I had thought that the solar panels on the roof had fallen off. You know, the noise was that loud, and I went out to the front door. When I opened the door, then the whole canopy was just right at my feet. You wouldn't have any hope, really, to be honest, to be stone dead.
And that is the frightening thing, isn't it? Because
yeah,
wife had just passed under it a minute earlier.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I said, only for my laziness, probably, that I didn't go out and start the power washing straight away, so that I'd get myself a bite to eat and watch the World Cup highlights. You know, I would have been starting at the door and power washing out, obviously, so naturally the water would flow out down and out the driveway, but that's where I would have started. So I would have been underneath that, and, you know, if my wife had been there as well, you know, like, I mean, you couldn't even think about that. But children come in and out of that estate, and, you know, they're only small kids. They're flying around their bikes, they're playing hide and seek, and they're hiding in your driveway and things like that, just being kids. I mean, whatever about an adult, a child, there'd be no hope. That'd be it. You know, I don't mean to dramatise the story saying, you know, a child or anything, but, I mean, it's as simple as the postman calling, doing his job, putting letters in through the postbox.
What did you find out was actually wrong?
There was no support in the canopy. It was hung on by nails. There was just no support systems put in place. That's how it just collapsed off.
And the architectural drawings had shown that two pillars were due to be built to support the canopy, but they weren't there.
No, they weren't. They weren't put up on any of the houses, to be honest.
Now, Kildare County Council subsequently agreed with the developer to build one pillar at the houses in the estate to support the canopy structure. But John Gormley says homeowners there are still waiting to find out whether the canopy structures are now structurally safe. Now, new building regulations came in back in 2014 to address the issue of self-certification. But Orla Hegarty, architect and assistant professor at UCD School of Architecture, says these regulations aren't robust enough.
I think there's two aspects to this. One is, you know, is who's checking our construction standards and who's checking they're being enforced? And the second one then is for buyers of new houses and apartments, what protections do they have? So firstly, I think people need to be aware that under the new system as well, that it's effectively the construction industry regulating itself. So any inspections that are done on site are organised by the developer. It's not independent. The local authority can inspect a development and can call to a site, but they're not required to. So when people buy a new property, the sign-off they have is one organised by the developer. And then on the second part of that, in relation to consumer protections, the 2014 system didn't bring in any new rights for consumers or any new protections there. So they're no better off, really, than people would have been 10 or 15 years ago when they found problems.
And you believe that people essentially have more protections when buying a washing machine than the most important purchase of all in buying a house?
Well, we're so used to consumer rights now in anything that's purchased. People would assume that they might have some protections when they're buying a house or an apartment, when that isn't actually the case. And a lot of people have found, you know, to their cost that they had to go to court to try and find redress. And it's often very large sums of money. That can be very slow, it can be very costly, and there's no certainty at the end of it.
In terms of the regulations that are there, you believe there should be a standardised NCT for housing. Explain that to me.
Well, there's two parts to this. I think the first one is that there should be some independence in the system. So not only should the designs be checked by somebody independent, I mean, having the designer sign off themselves is obviously a very weak system. We need to have some independence there, but also we need to say what is a safe standard for all of the defective units that we know we have out there. You know, what is going to be acceptable so that people can have some trust in that, you know, the work that needs to be done. They can have quantified the amount of work. And if anybody's buying an older property, that they also will know in some sort of transparent system whether there are outstanding defects and what the nature of it is and how much it'll cost to remedy it.
Orla Hegarty, architect and assistant professor at UCD's School of Architecture, ending Barry Lenehan's report.